Yo, you want to know how to build a powerful personal brand to reach your maximum potential, how to keep the right mindset and building your online presence? Stay tuned, we got an inspiring guest with all the strategies coming right up. So here's the big question. How are creative entrepreneurs like us, who live in an ever-changing world, who need to keep up with all the latest trends and developments? How do we keep enjoying what we do to thrive and inspire others? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mike Reinhardt, and this is the Creative Insights Podcast. Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? How is it going? I'm Mike Reinhardt, your host, and here's a fresh episode of the Creative Insights Podcast, where I do my best to share actionable tips on how to make your brand more effective and grow your business. Today, we're going to dive into an important topic, one of my favorites, about personal branding. And our guest that I'm bringing on today has exactly built his personal brand from scratch into a $1 million business. He's an entrepreneur, web developer, and also an author of a new book called Personal Branding in IT. And he's totally crushing it. I have no other than my man, Martin Roemen.
Today we have a special guest. His name is Martin Roemen, and he is from the UK. And yeah, he's also a web developer who has his own company in London, UK.
That's right.
A digital agency, and recently has published his own book called Branding, Personal Branding for IT. And yeah, I'm really also interested to hear more about this topic and his book, because I think it's also a really important topic for web developers. We were talking earlier that when I started in web development, I started as a webmaster. Yeah, all right. So I started as a webmaster, and eventually I improved my skills from web designer to web developer. Now front-end developer, but yeah, even as a front-end developer, you're basically not an expert in something. And what you really want is to brand yourself in being an expert in really an expertise in, for example, web performance. So yeah, Martin, I'd like to hear more about yourself. This interview is for you. So first, introduce yourself and see what you came from, and really like to know more.
Absolutely. All right. Hello, everyone. Mike, appreciate you having me. Thank you for reaching out and actually making this happen for everyone. So that's the introduction. And well, what can I say? I think I've gone a long way, at least from my perception, because my upbringing were very, very tough. And I started web development 10 years ago. And the first 5 years I was, growing up in a dysfunctional family in Krakow, Poland. So I'm Polish. So Mike, you said that I'm from the UK. I actually live in the UK, but I'm Polish. So people
right.
are going to hear that.
Exactly.
By my they might think I'm from the UK when they don't hear me, but when they hear me, all the Polishness comes out. So I wrote a book 3 years ago about personal branding in IT, and that's what we're going to be talking about. So just hit me up and let me know, what would you like to know, Mike?
Yeah, so you mentioned, okay, you're from Poland and you moved to London about 10 years ago, you said?
I moved to London 6 years ago.
Okay. And what made you decide to come to London?
Well, so I graduated in Krakow, Poland, in a technical college. I was 19, 20, 19, 20, and I was really poor. So because I was growing up in an orphanage, I was working very hard back then, three jobs. But I wanted to learn English. That was like number one. I wanted to go to a bigger aquarium. I wanted to go where there's much more opportunities, because it's always been about, like, you know, like, I think hitting my potential, and I didn't feel I was actually fulfilled being in Poland. So I was looking for a place where I can grow, and London has always been on my mind, because lots of Polish people, you know, have been going there, and I heard, you know,
right,
you know, that's a place where, especially in digital, I knew that there might be an opportunity. But it wasn't like that from the beginning, because when I came to London, I started working on the construction site for £6 an hour. So that was pretty tough. And I also lived at that construction, you know, when I came, because I didn't have money to rent the flat in London.
And what made you get into web development? How did you start?
Yeah. So I started, like, when I was, I guess, 13 in the secondary school. And it kind of started innocent, because I remember at that time there was a lot of kind of obstacles in my life. As I said, because of my, you know, dysfunctional family and stuff like this, then I went into the orphanage because my parents were alcoholics, and we were, you know, it was a very poor family, not educated. No one ever finished university. So it was kind of no hope. And that one thing that somehow triggered something was when my friend just showed me that you can create a website. And that was, I don't remember what was the purpose exactly, but he just opened the editor and he's like, oh, you can, you know, kind of change the color of the background and, like, use your semantic HTML tags. Right. And I started, like, he left, and that was something that I just started tweaking it, you know, around. And I was 13. I don't think I'm the smartest guy, etc. But it got like my attention, and I from then on, I, every day I started doing something, like learning about web. What does H1 mean? What does CSS do later on? Once I learned, you know, a bit of HTML, then HTML5 came, then et cetera. So that was the beginning. But then I wasn't doing that professionally. At the beginning, it was just a, you know, a passion, something that I didn't even know what was the purpose of a web. I knew that you can create a website and you can put stuff on there, but I didn't have a clue about all of the nuances I know now after, you know, working professionally as a front-end developer for multinational corporations and startups, and having my own business as well.
Wow. And I read somewhere that somehow via Google they offered you to learn these skills. Is that right?
That was later. Yeah. So.
Okay. But that was still in Poland, right?
That was the trigger, you know, to actually choose that path. That was the trigger to actually choose the path, and imagine that's like 3 years after that.
Okay.
So I was doing, you know, I was ready. I had some interest, but at that time, a lot of things happened in my life. You know, like, I mean, as I said, when shit happens at home and it's so unstable, because, you know, your parents are alcoholics and you're a kid, you're not, I mean, I was alone. Most of the time I was alone and I was struggling with my environment, basically, and with everything else just to survive. It was very poor. I didn't really think about, I don't know, web development. I was doing something. And so I got into the orphanage when I was 15. And in that orphanage, imagine, I come to the orphanage, and after a month they say, hey, there is this Google course. They're organizing, Google was organizing, they had this program, Google Serve.
Right.
And they said, hey, because they knew that I was kind of a different guy. like in the orphanage, there's a lot of kids, they have a lot of problems, but there was something about me. I mean, I told them that I like IT, etc., but I wasn't doing anything. Like then, even then, it was before I was going to technical college, because I wasn't the best, you know, student. So, so they're like, okay, you know, you're kind of ambitious. Why don't you go there? So I went there with like two other guys from the orphanage, and the moment I entered, I was 15 in 2009. I remember the moment I entered, you know, into like Google, and they gave us the Google badges and they put my name on it, you know, sign it. And so like two of the, you know, Google geeks, they invite us, you know, it was super like lavish, beautiful in the, you know, city center of Krakow in Poland.
Right.
So for me, for someone who doesn't like parents at that point, I don't have any perspective. I think that I'm dumb. I'm blaming the government, my parents, everyone else. And I'm super, I was super introverted and I was so scared of everything. Okay. So for such a guy, you know, imagine I'm there and what they do, they clap their hands and the lights go on because they're taking me and two other guys from the orphanage to like other room where they kind of sit with us and go through what we're going to be doing within like a month or two. There was, you know, we had meetings regularly, like every week. And during those meetings, they asked us, okay, what do you want to know about digital? Like, we're here, you can ask us anything, we can do any project. So that was very open. They didn't have a structure for us. Like, right. You can just ask us anything and we can do anything that you want in digital, whatever we have capacity for. So I said, hey, I was, you know, I've been working the website and I'm really interested in that, because two other guys, they didn't really know what they wanted because maybe they never had such a, you know, like stimulus that I had before.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't, and I already had, you know, contact with, you know, like website, etc. So I said, hey, let's create a website or something because I'm really interested in that. And that was the point where we started doing that. They, you know, I remember they were sitting on their beanbags on with their laptops. Right. Unthinkable to me at that point that someone can go to work, because what I've seen my parents, you know, like struggling in life even to get few hundred euros, man, for like, I remember we were eating like garlic soup because we didn't have money.
Right.
And I just recorded the story because I was going to the office on Sunday, and I just recorded here in central London. And then I recorded the story on Instagram. I said, do you know why I come to the office on Sunday and work 7 days? Because I remember that point in my life when I didn't have money for a single meal, you know, and that's just, when you remember that, you know, the kind of the bottom of the bottom that you can get. When you remember such things, it just, it's kind of like a dark side in your mind that it just makes you, it's not that I, you know, created and I push myself. I don't need to push myself at all, because it just propels me that I need to fulfill that. That, you know, the situation cannot repeat again. So I need to do something more. And I recorded that, you know, whenever, because people that were then giving me advice, why don't you just have a hobby, you know, find yourself a girlfriend, or go to the pub, watch a football match, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I'm like, shut up, man. Like, this is what I want. And that's what I, you know, say in this book, chapter one. Like, you need,
congratulations.
You need to commit to something. If you want to be alive, and I'm not saying, you know, be motivated and jump as a like crazy, you know, idiot, but if you want to have something and then be motivated, not, I don't know, ambitious, have, you know, fulfill your potential.
So what keeps you motivated to continue to continue web developments, write a book and stuff like that? What keeps you motivated? What keeps you having that mindset?
Yeah, two things, Mike, really. Number one, it's something, it's fear. Number one is fear. I told you already, and I think everyone has that, because we get, like, imagine at school, you remember you had some assignments. You knew that you know, there's going to be a time when you have assignments, everyone needs to write a test, right?
Right.
Prepare for that test. But I didn't prepare for any test because I think I was done basically because I couldn't focus because there was so much shit going on in my life. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be able to focus on anything. Mm. And when it came to the test, I always had like very bad grades, but I was always getting by somehow, you know, whether I was cheating or actually, you know, retaining some knowledge, mm-hmm. because I was always showing up, and I was the thing that kept me on. I was always showing up, but then I didn't have the engine, all of the mental, you know, attitude. So, mm-hmm. And I was, you know, fearful because of everything that was happening in my life, you know, and now for me, it's still, you know, the fear that, you know, the meal that I cannot afford a meal.
Okay.
And, you know, like, you know, my family will be screwed up. People around me will be screwed up because of if I'm not going to perform. Mm. So that's number one. Number two is I'm fascinated by digital. Once I got to know nuances and how you can help people,
mm-hmm.
how you can help companies, how you can influence people. And once I see, when I go to the toilet and I see a guy, where's my phone? Anyway, guy, you know, standing next to me in the toilet, right. taking a, he's reading, you know, Twitter or something. And I'm like, I'm not saying, you know, it's kind of weird because it is, but I'm saying, but I'm saying, wow, what an opportunity for, like, if I know how this technology works,
mm-hmm.
and you know as well, Mike, imagine there's 8 billion people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
most of them have mobile phones or have some sort of, you know, device, because even in the third world countries. And I think, like, going down the road, maybe a few years more, like, nowadays, most of the traffic comes from mobile, I think, like, more than 50%.
Yeah, I think it's even more, mobile has definitely overtaken desktop.
So number two, the bottom line, number two is the opportunity.
Yeah, I think also as web developers, yeah, we really have, at this moment, I think it's also we are living in like the golden ages of the web. So as a web developer, you have so much power to reach so many people, because exactly what you said, I mean, there are over 4 billion people connected to the internet right now, and more and more coming to mm-hmm. the internet every day, and especially mobile is definitely the most important growth.
It's really cool. It's really cool because if you're smart, you can figure out, hey, if I have that knowledge, and most of web developers, what they do is they want to code.
Right.
Think smarter than that. You should solve real life problems because that's what technology mm-hmm. is about. Internet helps businesses to connect faster, to deliver faster,
right.
to do something faster. We're using apps like Tinder. Why? Mm. Because we want to connect. Even though technology kind of, you know, there's different factors, but we want to connect. We're using Amazon. Why? Because we get the product faster. So it makes our life easier.
Yeah.
Airbnb. It's why? Nice. Because it's just, you can go anywhere in the world. You can rent a villa for, you know, a fraction of the money you wouldn't be able to make before. You can book your flights on mobile. And you can go, literally, I can go now to, let's say, South Africa.
And do your work.
And do my work online. And I can help people improve their processes, improve their lives. I can connect with them because we all want connection. And if you know that, oh, man, like.
Exactly. Yeah. If you, web development is moving very fast. So what skills do you think will become important in the coming age of machines? We talk a lot about AI, machine learning, and so on. That eventually maybe there won't be a job left for web developers. I don't think so, but what skills do you think are important to learn?
Right. So it depends. It's a great question, Mike, but I think it depends what your What's your ambition? Because if you want to just code, and I have people that they want to just code, you're going to be at some, like at some place in your life, and you're going to stay there. Because by just coding, you're not looking at the bigger picture.
Right.
But, hey, don't take me wrong, because I love technology and I spend like 10 hours every day with programmers better than I am, because I think that we should surround ourselves with people that are better than us. Mm-hmm. So I always, you know, and I work with people that I'm delivering technology to. So I think that's, I love it. But look at the bigger picture. And that's why I wrote the book, Personal Branding in IT, because to me, it was about the bigger picture to help yourself as a web developer. Because what I've seen, Mike, having been working with corporations, with startups, and then eventually started my own business in London, what I've seen, and I've met lots of talented people, web developers, super talented, smarter than I am like 100 times. But so what? They've been underpaid. Mm-hmm. No one knew about them. People didn't want to be around them because they were like, sometimes very often they were kind of, you know, coming to work, you know, stink literally, wearing a t-shirt or something, when you know that going to work environment and there is some sort of culture, and maybe they weren't kind of self-aware
themselves
of the culture.
Right.
So they were working with the wrong companies for wrong reasons, with wrong people. Why? Because they wanted to code only.
Yeah.
So I'm saying in my book, you need to create your brand not to like be showy and become famous. No, it's not about that. You need to create your brand because you're going to find right people once you discover and you go through that process. And it's a process. It's not going to happen. It didn't happen for me like within like overnight.
Exactly.
It was a process, but I consciously wanted to pursue what are my strengths. And you're going to find what are your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to always, you know, look for that bigger picture, because if you don't, you're going to be at some, and as I said, if you want to code, stay there, don't even move. But I wanted to, you know, go somewhere like on a different level and see the bigger picture. And I think that's what you like as well, because you're doing this podcast.
Yeah. Right.
If you suck at that, even though you're a great guy and you know about it, but if you suck at communicating and showing how great you are, and what sort of great partner you can be, how that person, you know, might be attracted to you. But once that person get to know you, that you're the right person, you have some sort of connection, you want to do something together, then it's good. But the initial sort of time where you don't know these things and you need to assume, you need to stereotype, you need to rely on the first impression, you know, and generalize.
Right.
Especially now when you have 8 billion people, everyone's super busy, overwhelmed with, you know, like huge amount of information. People go to the website and you have 3 seconds, 2 seconds maybe, like to even get their attention. You have 6 seconds maybe to like get their attention on the video. There's so much, and on social media, there's so many beautiful people, beautiful pictures. People are going, you know, like different countries, showing that they're having beautiful lifestyles, etc. And I'm not, you know, arguing whether it's true or not. It's just with all of that information, how can you project? How can you get, you know, that girl that you that you know you think may be a right partner? To pay attention to you and talk with you, and then, you know, figure out whether you're on the same page. How that person, you know, you need to have some, first you need to have some sort of confidence and an idea for yourself how you want to present, because you need to be yourself, and then you want to be able, you need to know how to communicate that with that person. And then I mean, let me be clear, not everyone will want to interact with you. Not everyone will want to, like, not every girl will be interested in you. But you shouldn't be like, oh, I'm bad. I don't know. I'm introvert. No one wants, because lots of web developers are introvert. Oh, bullshit. You just haven't done the work what you want, what you're committed to, what's, you know, what's the values that you stand for, like what's right, how you should communicate with people in order to get, you know, be effective. And you haven't done that work. And once you do it, it's so much easier when you say, okay, you know what? I want to find a partner. When you go out now, it's going to be much easier. So the process will be much shorter for you to be happy and for that person to be happy that you guys meet. And because you've done the work, and it just shortens the process, especially nowadays when you have so much information, there's so much, so many profiles, you have Tinder, you have like Instagram, etc. People scan first. They scan first your pictures. They scan, where have you been? What have you done? So it's the stereotype, but it's not you. It's just what you posted. But what have you posted helps that person to identify whether you're the right person, or whether we're talking about the business context, personal context, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same nowadays. I
think that's also for 2019 and the future of branding. It's really important to be authentic, to really show what you're about, and all this fake like coming over to salesy and immediately start. I gave this example once, like marketing is like dating.
Yeah.
So, first you want to people, you want to gain trust, get people to like you. Because, for example, if you go on a date, on the first date, you don't immediately ask people to marry you. So first you have to gain trust and provide as much value as possible before you attract value from.
Yeah, but Mike, look, I wrote actually that story in my book, so I will send you the book because you told me.
Cool.
I wrote the same story to what you're saying now in my book, so when you read it, you will see that. But
okay.
My point is that some people, after I said the same what you said, they're like, oh, what, should I give them value? Like, should I be materialistic? I'm like, you don't understand the point. That's not the point. You need to be like valuable to them in terms of being interested in them.
Right.
In them, not like, you know, talking about you, but being able as well to do the work that that will help you kind of position yourself higher. And you can do it with technology that people who are actually should be our audience, they should know.
Mm-hmm.
They're working with those technologies, and you can achieve that through your website in the business context, not only knowing SEO, how to position yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use Yelp anymore in order to like say, okay, I'm looking for a partner, I'm looking I'm looking for a business contract, whatever. Another thing, the old CV is kind of rubbish. I mean, I speak with executives. Executives never look at CVs, never.
Mm.
Only managers look at CVs. Executives, they want to know what's that person about. And then they think about the technical skills. So, I'm fortunate to know, because of my branding skills and because what I've been developing, I'm fortunate to be around many executives every day, because first of all, they're my clients. Second of all, I've made lots of friends who are at executive positions. So, and I've been able, I've managed to utilize my skills with branding and being able to package myself and position to get their attention. So I provide value to them, but I don't give them money.
Mm. Okay. And what's your...
But they see me value.
What's your advice for building an online presence? What kind of tips do you have to... where should you start? Which platforms? How should you start with that? If somebody wants to... Has nothing yet, is not known, where would you start?
Yeah. So it's kind of like asking, a beggar on the street, how he can start changing his life in a way, and let's say earn money. First of all, you need to clean yourself, maybe. So what I mean by that is, you need to become conscious and more open and do work on yourself. So take some time, and I tell it in my book, before you do anything, because you need to figure out how you want to present yourself, first of all. What are your strengths, you know? What are, you know, what you stand for? So I have a cool exercise in my book. It's like kind of retrospective exercise. And it's very good at the beginning, before you start anything. And you might even repeat that exercise, and I repeat that many, many times. And one of the examples was today, when I said about, I didn't have money for a single meal, and I was eating, let's say, garlic soup with bread. And that's a fact. So I say, hey, look at your facts from your life. What are the facts?
Right.
You can't argue with a fact, Mike. You can't argue that, you know, like I was growing up in a post-communist country. You can't argue with the fact that I was growing up in a poor family. You can't argue with the fact that, you know, let's say my mother was suicidal. Everyone was drinking alcohol. You know, I was beat up and abused by my stepfather. You can't argue with that. But I might not be in a position to tell you that if I haven't done the work on myself, okay? Because now I'm telling that from the position of, I know why I'm telling that, not to influence you, but I'm telling that because I know who I am. So I say, don't start anywhere until you've discovered who you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to start with why.
So why? Once you know, because, I mean, 5 years ago, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't tell you. I wouldn't jump on a camera with someone that I don't know. And I said to everyone, hey, I was abused by my... Do you know how psychologically rooted that is? So when people tell you they're introverted,
right?
They're not. Because if they're introverted, they're not going to go to the shop and buy, I don't know, their breakfast or I don't know, restaurant or whatever.
Exactly.
They wouldn't ask anyone. But they need to get stuff done. But they say they're introverted because they haven't done the work. They haven't thought about what I'm committed to, okay, and what I stand for, you know. So the first thing, you know, is to do that work, and that's the first advice that I give in my book. Because there's no, like, why would you? I can tell you, okay, use your website to build a blog, and say, oh, heck, okay, I'm gonna build my blog. Where do you have energy for that, Mike? Where do you take? I tell you, oh, use Instagram. Like, man, Instagram, it's bullshit. People are uploading photos like. Especially with developers where they're very logical. You tell them something like, why would I, like, I sit behind a computer and I'm, who am I, like, to very introverted, why would I don't know, post something on myself, or why would I do it?
Yeah.
You know? So they need to do, so that's where you start, I think.
Yeah, that's really what changed with me also a lot, is that I started speaking at events. Yeah, that really gave me also, well, first of all, I really enjoyed it, to share knowledge with other people, and also to get feedback that people, that with the stuff that you share, yeah, that you're helping people. So that, it was really nice.
Right. And that gives you a sense of doing something bigger, rather than just coding. You could be sitting and just code, right?
Yeah, definitely. As a web developer, you're all day, you're basically behind, hiding behind your screen, and it's not healthy. So you need to get out once in a while and. Share whatever you know with the rest of the world.
How can you do it if you don't practice it? How can you do it when you don't know what's the bigger picture? How can you do it when you were told and you've become comfortable because as a software developer you've been paid decently. Here's the thing, what I said earlier. A lot of those guys change jobs very often because, number one, they work with the people that are not right for them. they work in the wrong culture, that right. they're not aligning at all. And I've been doing that. So I'm only talking about myself.
Right.
And why I'm doing that as well. And number three, they work for people, for companies that they don't even believe in.
Hmm.
So they're kind of gliding, you know, gliding and
yeah, that's
good thing.
Yeah.
And good thing through life.
Yeah, it's very important to know why you're doing what you're doing, and yeah, to also have some kind of mission of who do you want to help, and yeah, whatever, as a web developer, and what you're building, what kind of purpose you want to have it in your life. So yeah, I think it's very important.
Exactly. And only when you do that, focus fully on technology. Only when you do that and do it, align it with technology, because I'm talking about my experience. That's how I'm doing that every day, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to kind of align it together. So what I say is, you need to become aware of that for you to grow, for your family to grow. So you're going to be able to talk to people, because people are paying checks, not AI, not machines. Mm-hmm. Well, like, developer, who do you think pays your check? Your code? No. But the code doesn't pay checks. People are paying. Someone somewhere someday went and brought business in order for you to do that work on development. And they thought about real life problems and they sold it.
Yeah.
And you think you're just the cog in the machine when you haven't done any like sort of research. There's lots of people with different interests, with doing different things. And I'm sure that everyone listening, they will find right people for themselves. They will find right culture. If not, they will create a culture, because now they have a knowledge after they've learned about branding. That's what I'm doing, let's say, as well. And they will find the right purpose, the right find, you know. I'm saying find because it's always, you know, it's the function of our lives, you know, whatever we do. So let's say people who have, you know, who maybe they're like someone in the family, or maybe themselves, they had a cancer, yeah?
Mm.
Why do they decide to open, let's say, foundations for and help people with cancer? Why do I, because I was in the orphanage, why do I now, when I use technology to go into orphanages and give them love, give them inspiration. I mean, I'm talking about the kids, and give them education. And I know that they like that because I've been through that.
Yeah.
There is something deeper, and there is energy, you know. So we're going kind of esoteric here, but I believe in that. I do believe in energy, and then money is just money, and just, you know, whatever you've got is just a byproduct of all the actions that you've done.
Right. I read also that you are giving back by helping orphanages at the moment right now in Poland, or are you doing that?
So I've been doing that in Poland. And the reason why I started in Poland is because, I mean, look, Mike, I'm in the UK, and there's a lot of cultures in the UK, right? And I'm still building my business,
right?
And other people in order to help me. And in order, like, if I wanted to do it in the UK, there's too many cultures, and you need to also understand that, as I said, different cultures work differently. They need to have different protocols, and especially in the UK, where you have such a mixture of people.
Yeah.
Different countries, different backgrounds, you know, etc. So that's why I chose Poland as a first step. Mm-hmm. So I can start developing the system, how I'm going to help those kids.
Yeah.
And obviously, all of the profit from the sales of this book will go to kids in the orphanages, because the book is, it's not to give you money. Like, I think you need to do something more. So I say to developers, you should work on some sort of side project. It will help you a lot.
Yeah, that's
side project.
Yeah, that's a good tip for any new developers starting out, just start with side projects, whatever it is, to develop your skills. And definitely a book is a good project to also start, especially for branding. I think it really helps to get, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for branding, but even, you know, for internalizing the knowledge that you get experience. Because I wrote the book as well, you know, not for others. I wrote this book because I wanted to consolidate all of the knowledge that I've gathered. Hmm. And I was, you know, the feeling like when you learn something and you know something that it helped you, and you're like, oh, I want to share that. Oh, I need to do something. And I don't know what's that in me. It's just, I need to do something because otherwise...
You forget it.
Yeah, I forget it. That's number one. But number two is you're losing purpose. Like you close yourself. You lose that energy. It's kind of evaporates, and everyone has that.
So it's also good to, you know, when you write it in a book, it can also help other people. So that whatever you have learned or that helped you, now other people can read it and it might help them in a certain phase wherever they're at.
And now we have a perfect, you know, mechanism.
Yeah, definitely.
It's for you and for others.
Yeah.
A perfect mechanism. That's what, you know, what people should think about.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, I have one last question. Where do your creative insights come from?
Right. So.
Where do you get your energy?
Sure. Right. So. I'm very fortunate. I say that, and I really, really, really think that anyone listening should try the same if they haven't been doing that. I love to talk with people and work with people. So what I do is I find, let's say, mics like you, Mike, and then I would call you and I would have you around me. I would build a relationship with you. And I would, you know, obviously if I don't know you, because I have lots of friends now around the world where, you know, we're sharing knowledge. I have people who work with me and my clients as well. They teach me because they always have some business ideas.
Right.
So it all comes from people. You know, I go and do my research on the internet, but that's not the main, you know, source, because, you know, I like to be fed by people. So when I wake up, it's just great to kind of ping back and forth.
All right.
And then, you know, they so I kind of subconsciously go and look for people who are very proactive. Not people that are going to be sucking energy from me, but people who are, hey, have you heard about this solution? Hey, maybe try this in your life. Hey, like Mike, you reached out to me.
Exactly.
Hey, why don't we jump on and first of all, we develop a relationship together. Maybe I can help you with some major projects that you're working on. Maybe I can help you with, even if I can give you some sort of energy, you know, some insight. And I will send you my book, by the way, because you deserve to get it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're doing a great job setting this podcast up, because, look, you have to go out, think about the strategy before and do all of the work, set it up on Sunday. Only crazy, you know, March from Krakow, Poland can have a podcast with you on Sunday.
I always want to start a podcast, and many years back, because podcasting was very big like 10 years ago, then it slowed down a little bit, and now it's all the hype again. But I always postponed it, and now I thought, okay, now I'm gonna do it, but I really didn't know it, there was so much work involved. So I really like it. I mean, it's I think really.
Hey, Mike, I would love to send you some people, some of my like brilliant developers that I also have.
Okay.
I have great friends, you know, who are doing, you know, in Germany, for example, I have Alex from Microsoft. I could send you Alex that you could, maybe you could do a podcast with him as well.
Okay. Yeah. That's, if you know any other guests for the show, that can be great.
Absolutely. Okay. So look at that. We're going back. So I'm answering you the question. Do you see what I mean? Where do I get my creative insights? From you, Mike. You gave me an insight.
Yeah, just exchanging ideas with people, and
that's what it is. But I don't just look at, oh, Mike, you know, is kind of he wants something from me. No, I'm like, Mike is super smart because he thought about something. Now he's operationalizing that.
Right.
And he reached out, he produced something, not wanting anything back.
No, that's not exactly. I just want to share enough value and really like to.
There you go. That's a great advice and an answer to your own question. Where do I get creative insights from you, Mike, and from everyone who would spend time with me, who I allow to get, and who I, you know, people that I look for, because I always look for new relationships, and I think we should have new friends in our lives.
Right.
Look for new people. Don't just close yourself with, you know, your friends from high school or something, because there's 8 billion people.
Yeah.
So I looked at you and I'm like, oh, I have a creative insight. Mike has done a great job. I should be using exactly the same technique, exactly the same sort of approach that Mike.
Oh, cool. Well, if you ever want to start a podcast, then I definitely subscribe.
Yeah, I subscribed to your podcast and I left a review because I think you're doing.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. Thanks a lot.
I think you're doing a
great
job.
Yeah, that really helps. So, I just started out. So, but I really like to grow it into something bigger. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Keep carrying on. And anything I can help you with, just let me know.
All right.
Just let me know.
Okay. Well, it was very nice talking to you, and I really enjoyed listening to your inspiring story, starting out from nothing, building up your skills, and eventually also setting up a digital agency. I think that's was really impressive. And also, I'm gonna read your book. Looking forward to that. Where can people find you if they want to know more about you?
They can go on social media, and hopefully we're gonna leave a link to my website, marcinroman.com.
Also a link.
If we can put in the description, that would be
right.
Great. But they can just Google me.
Nah, I will put also a link in the notes and comments, and so.
That's
make
awesome.
Sure that they can find you. Okay, well, thanks a lot for sharing your wisdom and knowledge and
thank you
insights. Okay, well, thank you, Martin, and
thank you very much. Appreciate you, Mike.
In touch. Okay, see you.
Bye bye.
Hi guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast about personal branding with Martin Ruman. You can find more information about Martin in the show notes. If you haven't subscribed to my show yet, please take out your phone right now and subscribe to the Creative Insights podcast so that you don't have to miss another show. Once again, my name is Mike Reinhardt. I'm here to help you become more effective online and grow your business. You can follow me online everywhere as Mike Reinhardt on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and my website, mikereinhardt.com. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.